This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Every 2 weeks on the show, we talk to our partners at Univision. And today, we're going to focus on corruption in Mexico. It was one of the focal points of President Enrique Peña Nieto's election campaign, and Transparency International does not give Mexico high marks. Enrique Acevedo is an anchor and correspondent for Univision. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Lizzie.
So, you are just back from a reporting trip to Mexico, and you've been looking at this issue of corruption. I guess I'm curious, do we have a sense of what the cost of corruption is? And I mean cost in the broadest sense.
Well, I don't know if you remember the movie called Siriana.
It starred
George Clooney a while back ago. And there's a scene in which a government official approaches a character played by Clooney, and he says that corruption is why the U.S. wins. If that's the case, then corruption is why Mexico keeps losing. Mexico is ranked 106 out of 177 countries by Transparency International. In terms of corruption, Mexico is worse than most African nations.
And what does that mean in terms of, say, foreign investors, when they look at Mexico and say, you know, I might want to do business here. We're talking about a big country with a big workforce. Does that change their mind, do you think?
I think it does change their mind, especially now with the operation of drug cartels. They have this immense amount of bribes that it's needed to keep the system running smoothly. It's estimated that they spend around $1 billion a year just trying to keep this corruption machine well-oiled. Just very recently, Forbes magazine came out with a list of the 10 most corrupt Mexicans. You know, it's not surprising that there is this list. What surprised me was the fact that 9 out of the 10 people in that list are just out and about.
The U.S. is Mexico's biggest trading partner. Presumably, they could bring some resources to bear here and pressure to bear. What is their role here? What can the U.S. do? What have they done?
That's an excellent question. I think they have played along, not only the U.S. government, but also U.S. companies. We've seen cases of entities like Walmart, for example, paying bribes in Mexico to open stores. And the U.S. government, in terms of the Justice Department, being able to detect that these corrupt officials in Mexico are spending money well above their salaries or their resources here in the U.S. and maybe paying attention to that and trying to work with their Mexican counterparts in order to fight corruption on both sides of the border.
Enrique Acevedo from Univision, thank you very much.
Thank you, Lizzie.